Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Off and rolling Friday, June 13th, 2025. Happy Friday out there. Welcome into the Gabe Kuhn Show. I am your host, former Memphis Tiger Gabe Kuhn on X at _Kuhn71. I'm alongside the executive producer of the show. That would be Connor Dunning on X at CDunning929. Connor, how's it going, brother?
What's up, man?
Nothing much.
Loaded show today.
Yeah, we're loaded
up. Huge show. I'm fired up.
Yeah, I have a former teammate joining us today. How about that? Bottom half of this hour, Anthony Miller scheduled to join the show. With the Ravens now, just got through minicamp. He's going to have a kids camp, ages 6 to 17, anywhere from kids to teenagers can show up to this camp July 12th. The week of the camp, we'll also have him back in studio to sort of plug that and talk about that. But we'll talk about plenty of things outside of that. His career, reminisce a little bit. That'll be a good time at 4:30. Also on the show, we'll have David Cobb at 5 o'clock. Talk some college basketball, college football, and then 6 o'clock we'll bring on Eric Hasseltine. And we have some Grizzlies news to get to. John Morant switching, or I shouldn't even say switching agencies, just not with Lyft anymore and Mike Miller. I don't know if there's any real intel as to why he went away from Lyft, but we'll talk about it in just a moment. We'll also talk to him about Zach Edey. On top of that, Micah Parsons with the Cowboys still waiting for a contract.
No way!
Antonio Brown wanted by Miami Dade County Police.
No way!
So, we have plenty to get to. And Stephen A. Smith is firing off flaming hot takes.
Maybe the dumbest thing he has said in a long time, which is saying something.
Yes, and let's wait. I don't want to let anybody know. It has to do with Giannis Antetokounmpo, but Stephen A. Smith.
And it's not about trades.
this one was a flaming hot take.
Just tell me, Gabe, there is an NBA Finals game tonight, right?
There is, yes.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, game 4 is tonight.
Weird.
And we'll talk about it.
You wouldn't
on today's
know
show.
If you watched his show.
You probably wouldn't know. All right. NHL Stanley Cup Finals rips. Did you get to watch any of that last night?
I got to watch a little bit of it. I didn't get to see the ending of it, but so, it was on at trivia last night.
The Oilers come out like they did in game 3 and just penalty after penalty in the first period. And the Panthers go up 3-0. So I saw a clip that is not safe for the air of Connor McDavid at the first intermission dropping F-bomb after F-bomb and going after his team, saying it's effing right now, we got to get it going. How did they respond when they got into period number 2, 4 unanswered goals, and then we get into the third period, no scoring, 19 seconds left. They bring on their sixth guy, the Florida Panthers do, down 4-3, empty net, and they handle business. 19 seconds left, tie up the game. And then in overtime, Leon Draisaitl put in the winner for the Oilers. 4 overtime periods in 4 games, though. I don't think you can ask for much more, can you, from a Stanley Cup final? And then the star power with Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, Tkachuk, Marchand. You have everything you need with the Stanley Cup final. It's been really, really fun to watch. And now it's going to go back to Edmonton tied 2-2. We have a couple of series, NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Finals, that are turning into some all-time classics. Now, John Morant is leaving Lyft Sports Management, which is Mike Miller's agency. We know that he left his previous agency right around, I would say, March of 2024, joined Lyft. In April of 2024, he is already done being represented by Lyft Sports Agency. Now, we can sit here and try and speculate why. I think most people's speculation always in Grizzly circles comes back to how is he feeling about the Grizzlies. Now, DeMichael Cole for the Commercial Appeal wrote up a really good article sort of explaining all this. Ja Morant says this has nothing to do with not wanting to be a part of the Memphis Grizzlies moving forward. I think what I have heard, and this is me speculating with some intel from behind the scenes, it seems like Ja, with what has happened in his past, with the agencies that he has been a part of, I think he may self-represent going forward. That's my assumption. To go from to separate agencies in 2 years and then to get rid of your second agency that quickly, it kind of tells you that maybe he's just done with the agent business altogether. Now, we'll see how that works out for him, but it's all preference for guys. It's all preference, and I don't think you should read too much into it. I don't know what you are supposed to do with this information besides say, well, Ja Morant wasn't happy with it. He's going to try to get happier with his agent space, whether he's self-representing or finding another one. It is what it is.
To your point, pretty much everybody we have asked, the answer that we have gotten is it looks like he may be self-representing. And if you're a Grizzlies fan and you're a little bit worried about that, the good news is that there are two legitimate NBA superstars right now who are also self-represented and recently decided to do that. OKC guard, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, yep. Ever heard of him? He is self-represented. Joel Embiid, he is also self-represented. As long as Ja still has a good relationship with the Grizzlies, he's on board with the head coach, he's on board with the front office, I don't think that him self-representing is worrisome if you're a Grizzlies fan. Yeah, there's just no reason to be worried about
it right now. Ultimately, I think for Ja Morant, with the type of superstar he is, he probably just needs a marketing agent.
Probably
to help him with like outside sponsorship deals.
Right.
But he does not seem like a guy when it comes to NBA contracts who's ever going to really need that help going forward. He's got his extension. When he comes up on another extension, he's probably a max player again as long as he stays relatively healthy.
We hope he is.
But you know, by that moment, maybe he'll have to get another agent to get into those negotiations. But
yeah.
But the contract stuff is all handled for him. It doesn't seem like he needs anybody taken off the top
right.
when it comes to his actual NBA contract.
Right, and DeMichael did a really good job laying out everything that's going on here. Highly recommend everybody go to the Commercial Appeal and read it because it gives you the information and it will ease, I think, some of the worries about it. But he points out that Morant signed a five-year extension worth $197 million in July 2022. He will be eligible for a two-year extension this summer, but he has three seasons remaining on his current deal.
Yeah, so I think this is straight up preference, and I don't think you need to read too much into it. Now, I know that in like recent years, this has all popped up. When you have a superstar that switches agencies,
right?
We get reporting on it more than we ever have in the past. Because I think that there's certain agencies out there, Clutch, for example, that tell you certain things about that player and what their future plans are.
Correct.
The fact that Ja is just leaving an agency, I don't think there's really anything there for us to read. If he signed with Clutch tomorrow,
I would have a bit of worry.
That would tell us something.
That changes the conversation.
would tell 100%. Us something because we know that with Clutch and Rich Paul and LeBron James, it's all about angling your way to a big market,
mm-hmm.
Facilitating trades, you know, putting the squeeze on certain franchises. If Ja signed with Clutch tomorrow, I would have a different take. But he's just leaving Lyft Sports Agency. There's just not much for me to really speculate on or think about as of right this second with Ja Morant.
Right. And I also think that you've got to point out, this isn't the first time Ja's left an agency. You know, like this is something that he has done
before.
He did
it right before he joined Lyft.
Right. That's how he got to Mike Miller. So, again, it is it's one of those things where there is nothing to be worried about right now, and if something pops up later for us to be worried about, we will discuss it then, and we will be worried then. But I'm not going to pre-worry about it when we've seen some superstars as of late do the same thing.
Yeah, and again, I think self-representing has its... There's definitely some downfalls to it.
Sure.
But I think when you are the guys you mentioned, SGA, Joel Embiid, Ja Morant, you don't necessarily need an NBA agent to get into contract negotiations, because ultimately you're going to mostly, when you're in those guys' shoes, get paid a max. That's what is going to be offered to you. You can do that with an NBA agent, without an NBA agent. I think that a marketing team is just about all that's necessary for Ja Morant at this point in his career. Now, game four of the NBA Finals coming up tonight. It is 2-1 Pacers, and how have they been able to do it? Well, they've made some offensive adjustments with Tyrese Halliburton that we saw in game three. They've picked up SGA, full court, whether it's Ben Shepherd or TJ McConnell. Their bench has been phenomenal, outscoring the Thunder bench through these three games by 40. And in game three, they outscored them 49-18. TJ McConnell, Benedict Mathurin with 27 points in 22 minutes. I think that's one of the biggest reasons that they are up in this series right this second. But going forward, I talked about it yesterday, and I still stand by it. You can view it as a subjective opinion, but sometimes that's what we do. We're in the opinion business. For the Oklahoma City Thunder to really break through in this series, win tonight, win the series outright going forward, I am looking at two guys in particular. I'm looking at Chet Holmgren and Jalen Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think in game three, the Pacers found something with what they did to SGA. Picking him up 94 feet, wearing him down on the offensive end. By the time you get to the fourth quarter, his legs aren't under him for those mid-range jumpers. It's harder for him to get 2 feet in the paint, make things happen like that when he is just being hounded for 48 minutes. And also, it works the other way. By the end of that game, in game three in the fourth quarter, defensively, he wasn't moving the same. And you saw multiple guards, multiple guys take advantage of him and his defensive issues when he was tired. So when I look at that, you're going to have to find some real production and, quite frankly, clutch production.
That's the
from
key.
Chet Holmgren and Jalen Williams. They have to take it upon themselves to give SGA a bit of a break by the time you get to the fourth quarter. Because I mentioned it yesterday, if SGA is not doing it in a close game for this team, and they've won a lot of games this year by wide margins, they've won basically every home game in the NBA
they
playoffs by 10 plus.
They've set records.
They've been ridiculous there. But when they get into those close games, if SGA is not doing it, no one's doing it. And the two guys you have to pay attention to are the other two pseudo-stars in Chet Holmgren and Jalen Williams. So I need to see something from them tonight.
To your point, when you look at the box score from Game 3, and you look at Chet and you look at J-Dub, you're going to say, they had good games. What are you talking about? They had good games.
Chet kind of, he was 0-for-6 from three, but
right,
still,
but he's 20. He had 20 and 10. Yeah. So I could understand people that would say, well, they had good games. Well, they didn't have good games when it mattered. They had good games in the first half mostly, a little bit in that third quarter, but that fourth quarter when it mattered, because you're playing a team like the Indiana Pacers who excel in the fourth quarter, play
plus
their best
27
basketball
in the fourth quarter,
mostly because they do have some veteran players on that team, but also it's just they just run at you. They basically do the Rocky strategy where we're going to hang in there with you, and then when your legs get weak, we're going to start throwing some haymakers, and we're going to see if you can stay on your feet. That's their strategy. You got to see the light leave their eyes. We've said it over and over and over again. The Michael Myers of the NBA. Can I get one more movie reference in? Let's see if I can do it. But it is Chet and J-Dub have to show up in the fourth quarter to give some reprieve to a guy like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He cannot do it all by himself. He does a lot by himself. He's done it a few times in these playoffs already, but in the NBA Finals against a team like the Indiana Pacers that can throw all of these bodies at you over and over and over again, if one of those two guys isn't stepping up in clutch moments, it's going to be tough for the Thunder.
Now, here is a good sign, though, going into
and it doesn't just have to be them. It needs to be I think the prime suspects
yes.
to do it, but it needs to be if it's Caruso,
it
Hartenstein,
Caruso, yeah.
Kaysen Wallace, Isaiah
it could be Aaron
Joe,
Wiggins, I
Aaron
don't
Wiggins, who was terrible in Game 3 after
good in Game 2.
Somebody called him a corner. Did you see that tweet? Aaron Wiggins would be a cornerstone on any other team. Let's simmer down.
He's great in game two, game three.
Let's simmer down a little bit. Yeah. But it's anybody for the Thunder has to step up and give him some help.
All right. Now, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in these playoffs, this is what bodes well for the Thunder tonight. After a loss in the 2025 NBA playoffs, of course, the Oklahoma City Thunder are 5-0. So that bodes well for them. But here are SGA's numbers in those games. 34 points, 40 points, 35, 25. What a bum. 25, only 25. And then 34 points after that. He's averaging 33.6 points per game in the Thunder of 5-0 after losses. You should feel good about SGA getting back to his normal self, but it's going to require some adjustments, and I wonder what Mark Daigneault answers with, just because we know what the Pacers are going to try to do going into tonight. Wear him down at all costs.
Right, and one thing to keep an eye on tonight, too, is Miles Turner. Miles Turner's sick. He's dealing with an illness right now. He had to be sent home from Thursday film from the Pacers, so he's going to play game four, but I wonder if he's going to be moving a little bit slower because he was so damn good in game three. I think he had 5 blocks in game three. He defended the rim very well. He was knocking down a couple of threes when he needed to. He did a great job on Chet Holmgren. So, you know, if he's a little bit vulnerable tonight, that might leave the door open a little bit also for the Oklahoma City Thunder. But like you said, they are 6-0 after losses since April 5th. Or since April. 6-0.
Yep.
5-0 in these playoffs after losses.
And again, like this goes alongside the Chet and J-Dub thing. But turn around that fourth quarter margin. Try to win a fourth quarter. That's all I ask. Just try to win one and see how it goes going forward. But with Chet and J-Dub, I brought up these examples yesterday. I want to bring them up again today. You need to have someone alongside your star who can pick up when that star is not shining the way it normally is.
Or if they're tired.
Or when that star is being hounded for 48 minutes. You look at recent memory and you look at recent champions, the Celtics. You had Jason Tatum who can do it. You have Jaylen Brown who can do it. You have Derek White who could do it. You have guys who can step up and make something happen in the fourth quarter when Jason Tatum's not quite himself and not shooting very well. With Jokic, he doesn't have another all-star teammate, but he has Jamal Murray, a playoff riser.
Aaron Gordon
will be able to make things happen late in games, and he's shown us his clutch ability. With Giannis, I know Chris Middleton is old and he's not the same player, but we can't forget 2021, who he was at that time. We had questions about Batman and Robin or Batman. Who's the closer for this team? Is it Chris Middleton or Giannis Antetokounmpo? I remember those conversations.
Deadly mid-range game.
So Chris Middleton was that guy to compliment Giannis by the time you got to the fourth quarter. I see that for the Pacers. It could be anybody on the floor. It could be anybody on the floor. For the Thunder, I haven't seen a consistent answer there. And that's something that's going to concern me even going into the future after these NBA Finals. If they win or don't win, they have to have that guy. Every team has to have that guy.
You have to have somebody step up. Because SGA only had, I think, 3 fourth quarter points in game three, and you're just not going to be able to beat the Pacers with that happening. Somebody's got to step up. I think they only had 18 points as an entire team in the fourth quarter in game three. Now, an interesting thing of this NBA Finals, too, is that Indiana hasn't lost back-to-back games in 3 months. OKC hasn't lost back-to-back games in 2 months.
Yeah, and also, did you realize, this is a stat that still blows me away, considering the Pacers were up 2-1. There has not been a stretch this entire season. You have to date it back to middle of the year last year where the Thunder have lost 4 of 7 games in the regular season of the playoffs.
Something's got to give.
You date it back to last playoffs. That's it.
Yeah, something's got to give.
This entire year they did not lose 4 of 7.
Now, if the Indiana hasn't lost back-to-back games holds, they'll take them down.
Yeah.
Let's hope that one does. Of those three stats that we just gave out, the one that we're rooting for is the Pacers one. Ethical hoops.
Now,
isn't it wild? Haliburton hasn't taken a free throw.
That is wild. That is wild. But how much opportunity is there for him to go get fouled? You can't. It's really hard to go get 2 feet in the paint and go get someone to, you know, challenge you at the rim.
It goes
the Thunder don't allow that all the time.
And it goes outside of just this series. In the 5 games against the Thunder this season, he's been fouled in the act of shooting 1 time. Happened in March.
That's wild. All right, now I brought up Giannis, and I saw this today on Get Up. Brian Windhorst, ESPN, NBA insider, says that there will be no Giannis trade in the short-term future. This is what he had to say. Quote, the league has come to terms with the real realization that the Bucks are going to keep him in. Giannis is not going to ask for a trade. And ultimately, we've been getting you ready for this. We've been hearing the reports. I think the fact remains, if Giannis asks for a trade, he'll get it.
Correct.
But I don't think he's going to ask for it. And ultimately, I think he'll end up back in Milwaukee. Because I think the reason he won't ask for it is he's a smart guy.
Yeah.
He can use his brain. He can look around the Eastern Conference and realize we were the 5 seed this year. The team that we lost to is in the NBA Finals. I think they're beatable depending on the year and who we have on the floor and who we don't. If Dame's in that series, maybe it's a little bit different. If he's fully healthy, all that, maybe we could build around me. You could find some trades out there, reshuffle the deck a little bit. But Celtics, not going to be the same. Cavs without Darius Garland for the first part of the season, not going to be the same. And they don't have a tremendous amount of playoff success as is. The Knicks don't have a coach, and they're flailing around in the wind trying to find a coach. They don't even know what type of coach they want. They've just reached out to 7 separate guys that all do different things.
And all said no.
And they all, well.
Well, the team said no. 5 of the team said no.
I'd say 5 of them said no. 2 of them are Taylor Jenkins and Mike Brown.
And so then, don't forget, that. Rick Pitino.
Yes, but then you have, like, maybe some upstarts in the Magic and, you know, the Pistons. But, you know, I think those two teams are a bit of a ways off. The Magic need shooting and the Pistons need more seasoning. You just look at the Eastern Conference and the picture itself, and it makes sense why this is now the report on Giannis Antetokounmpo.
It's a vulnerable
staying in Milwaukee might, at least for the next year, be the best course of action for him.
I think so too, at least until the deadline. See what you are in the first half of the season. And if he looks around and says, oh, this is a sinking ship, because we aren't really anything when it's just me and Dame has a torn Achilles, and if they're not winning basketball games, if they are struggling in a weaker Eastern Conference, then yeah, you can ask for a trade at the deadline. And Milwaukee would still get a king's ransom at the deadline for a guy like Giannis, especially if there are a few teams that are desperate to make a leap in the NBA. It makes all the sense in the world. I truly think the thing that changed the line of thinking for Giannis and for the Bucks was Jason Tatum's injury.
Well, really just watching these NBA playoffs. And how they
I think that too. But I think Boston specifically, and knowing what they will have to do because of the CBA, and also knowing that they're not going to have Jason Tatum, I think it makes the East a little bit more open.
Yeah, I get your point. The difference between the Pacers and the Knicks and the Bucks is not that much.
It's not huge.
Right. I think the Bucks are the worst of all of them because they don't have the role players that the other two teams
do. Two Eastern Conference teams that need to do something. The Magic and the Cavs need to call each other and flip Jalen Suggs and Darius Garland. That needs to happen.
Yeah.
It makes both of those teams better.
I think so. I think Jalen Suggs would be a better compliment, especially defensively.
It's
for Donovan Mitchell.
The Cavs get the defense, and
Darius
Magic
Garland shooter
get a true point guard who can shoot.
Yes. Yeah, Jalen Suggs is a damn good player, though.
He's
a very underrated player.
Somebody did some research that he's actually on a very, very similar trajectory of Derek White. He could be the next Derek White.
So you're telling me he could potentially start shooting the ball at a very, high level?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, if you're talking about Derek White trajectory, that's what I think of now.
Yeah.
Derek White puts up volume.
He certainly does.
I think that would make sense, but I think they're going to stand pat. I don't think it would happen. And I don't really see for the Magic, like, what way forward is there to go find some shooting out there in the open market? What can they do this offseason? They tried to bring in Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, and he really did not have a great year, and he was hurt a little bit banged up. He wasn't great for them. They tried to do that last offseason. I mean, they can take another bite at the apple, but who would that be? Who's in their price range? I don't know, because you're going to come up on Franz and Paolo here soon, and that price starts to increase, and trying to afford that roster and add really good shooting, consistent shooting, experienced shooting, that's tough.
Luke Kennard.
That's the grand idea.
I'm being dead serious. If they're looking for shooting and experience,
they have enough defense. So
I think the Grizzlies are probably going to let him walk at this point. Luke Kennard. It'd be a cheap option for them to add some shooting.
I guess so.
But there's not. But to your point, there's not like a perfect answer for them. The free agents.
They need
this
Kentavious Caldwell Pope to play well.
They need KCP to play well. I mean, maybe they could bring in a guy like. I mean, would Chris Paul make any sort of sense for them? Trey Jones, he's going to be out there. Trying to think. This the free agent market this offseason is not amazing.
Not impressive.
Not impressive.
Not at all.
Because a lot of the guys that you would want have team options. Or they have player options, so they'll probably just go back to their teams for the most part.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Well, we'll see.
Malik Beasley.
But I mean, all this no is to say, out. Getting back to the conversation at hand, Giannis Antetokounmpo is starting to realize, looking around the rest of the East, not as much as he thought was going to be there is there.
If you're the Magic, can I interest you in Jake LaRavia?
I want him back on the Grizzlies.
I do,
come
too.
On,
I want him back on the... I would take Jake LaRavia back in a heartbeat, man. Defense and shooting. It's exactly what we needed.
As a ninth or tenth guy, I don't mind it.
Listen,
a reunion?
Hey, that's our bad. that's our bad.
We didn't want to pay you that money, but we'll find a contract extension that makes sense this offseason.
Hand up.
Yeah.
Hand up. That's our bad.
That was kind of always a thought that maybe they could... They could let him walk at the trade deadline and potentially bring him back this offseason.
It was an idea.
It's never out of the realm of possibilities, but I think they need a more proven wing.
You need a better point of attack wing for defense, for sure. But if he was a cheap option to be one part of your rotation again, yeah. But I think that Jake probably made himself some money. He may have priced himself out.
Mm-hmm. All right, now we need to go ahead and grab a break because we have Anthony Miller waiting on the line, wide receiver for the Ravens, my former teammate at the University of Memphis, first team All-Conference, All-American, all of that. He joins on the other side. My next guest is an All-American and All-Conference performer at the University of Memphis, plays for the Baltimore Ravens, was drafted in 2018 in the second round by the Chicago Bears. He is Anthony Miller on X at @AnthonyMiller_3. Ant, what's happening, man? How's life been?
My dog. What's going on? Man, everything's been good, man. I'm blessed.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, man. We haven't talked in a while. That's the truth. It's what happens. You just sort of you lose contact after a while when you have other things going on in your life. I swear you blink, you look up, and we're 30 with kids. And it's like, yesterday was 2017 against UCF in the American Athletic Conference Championship.
Man, that was a heartbreaker right there.
For sure.
I probably think about that game like every other week, man. Like,
I swear.
Just what if? Like, what if we would have won that?
And we were up at half, and we were running the ball well. And you burnt the hell out of Mike Hughes like 7 times. I mean, that was fun. That was a good time.
Yeah, it was, man.
Mike Hughes, he was one of the best guys you played against in college.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. He's probably the top guy I played in college, for sure.
All right, now, holler at me. You have a football camp coming up in July for ages 6 to 17. Throw those details at my listeners.
Yeah, bro. So having a camp down there, it'll be at South Campus. And it'll be a great time for the kids. We'll have the food trucks out there, a couple special guests as well. You know, all the coaches who are involved have played football at the highest level. You know, so they'll be able to get that good experience and be able to learn some game from those guys. And overall, we're just going to have a lot of fun, man. I think it's going to be something positive for the community.
Yep. What's the time? What time will it be, curiously?
We got it from 10:30 to 2:30.
Okay. It's South Campus. So right there by FedEx Field. South Campus looks a lot different, doesn't it?
Oh, man. I wish we had that type of setup when I was there, but – I feel like we contributed a lot to that, you know. So it's good to see, you know, the progression of the program and you know, where it's headed, and you know, I'm proud of it.
So you and I were both part of that 2013 class, man, and I think by the time we got done, most winning class in Memphis football history. And maybe there's another class that passed us. I doubt it though. We won a lot. Not to be too cocky. But what made us different, in your opinion? Like, I have my opinions. What made that 2013 class so much different than you know, classes in the past at the University of Memphis?
I think when we came in, we had a lot to fix, you know what I'm saying? And it was on us to, you know, just be dedicated to the program and what we really wanted to achieve. You know, when we first got there, it was rough. You know, we had some stuff that we had to weed out in order to get where we wanted to be. And, you know, just those dog days we had, man, like it was hard to break us as a group. You know, we were so strong together, like just mentality wise, you know, physically too. And you know, that showed when we played teams like Ole Miss, teams like UCLA, you know, I know we got the respect of, those teams, you know, and, really nationally because, you know, we just brought it every day and, you know, it was hard to compete with that. You know, not only did we have the talent, but we had that mentality as well.
Yeah, you and I were redshirting that first year, both playing scout team. You were cooking scout team. I wasn't doing quite the same. I needed to gain some weight. But when did you sort of know the breakthrough was there? Like, by the time we got to the next year, most of us started to get in that starting lineup and get some playing time. But what game, what moment? And I think we'll align on this. What game, what moment sort of made you believe, hey, this is possible, what we can do?
It was probably when we played Ole Miss, and I believe Pax was the quarterback.
Yeah.
When Ole Miss came to our house, we played, then I think it was an 11 o'clock game. And, man, like, just from that morning, like, I remember this. I believe was it the linebacker coach? I forgot his name, but he gave the craziest hype speech.
Scott? Galen Scott.
Yeah.
Coach Scott.
Yeah. He came through that morning. He gave us that speech, man. We got on the bus. When we got in the stadium, like the whole student section was packed. Yeah. Like, it was crazy. It was a crazy setup. And I just remember everything like yesterday, man. It was just, we all came to play that day. We were ready as a team, like so prepared. And it was like Ole Miss didn't know what hit them that day, man.
Yeah, what about that? This is where I say, and it was my redshirt freshman year, that UCLA game. We lost, but Fritz Etienne had that pick six to tie the ball game. They went down and scored. We had a chance to go score on that final thing. If Brandon Hayes breaks off that run, who knows what we're talking about today with that game. But I felt like we proved something to ourselves that day, even in a loss, about where we could head.
We did for sure. But you know, Gabe, I didn't play that game.
The first time
we went there, I don't think I even traveled that game because that year I hurt my shoulder and I got redshirted twice,
right,
back to back season. So I believe that's the year you guys went down there. But I remember watching that game and it was really close. And when they came to our house, I believe in 2017, we were able to pay them back, you know what I'm saying, and get the big dub, and that was a big day.
I remember you with that big catch down the middle. You scraped the hell out of your arm and had that turf burn the rest of the year.
Spectrum
Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You can see it on the broadcast, like the skin peeling back. It was hot that day.
Yeah, I still got those scars, matter of fact, but that's a game I can't forget either, man. Like, just games like that are huge for the Memphis program, and they just show what we really all about. So yeah. I was proud to be a part of that.
Yeah, for sure. And it's different, man. We were two stars and zero stars and walk-ons trying to just make it. And these guys today, they're still playing well, 11 wins last year. But it's a different ball game altogether at the University of Memphis. And I feel like I take pride, for sure, like you said, and sort of building that up. You see South Campus, what it looks like, the amount of money these guys are bringing in, that FedEx NIL deal. It's awesome to see. Now, for you right now, just coming off minicamp, right?
We're just coming off OTAs.
OTAs.
Just finished up the last phase of OTAs, and next week we got 2 days of minicamp, and then we break until training camp, and we report in late July. So
how's the experience been with the Ravens?
Man, honestly, bro, I've been to a few teams in the league now, and the Ravens is probably the best organization I've been a part of, just simply because they let their players be themselves. And, I believe the team is really, really player-based, like just based on our interest and what we want our team to be. And, you know, just playing with a guy like Lamar as well.
That's what I'm saying. Man, how crazy is that?
Man, it's crazy. I'm really playing with arguably the best backfield in NFL history, with Derrick Henry as well. So just to be a part of something like this and to be able to make plays alongside them, you know, that's a cool feeling as well, you know. So
yeah. Now with Lamar, like, I know we talk about how good he is, multiple time MVP, guy's been doing it, right? But like, I feel like as a sports talking society, because that's what I do now, people almost get bored with it. And it's like, guys, you have to realize day in, day out how good this guy is. So how, like, in your estimation, like when you talk about quarterbacks you've played with, like what makes that guy different?
Just his elite feel for the game. I mean, he always goes into every game with supreme confidence, no matter who we're playing. And he always expects to win. I mean, so does everybody else.
Sure.
But just his competitive nature, the way he prepares, the way he leads the team, by example more than anything. You know, he talks, but I believe, like, he sets the example through the way he plays and, you know, just the mentality he brings to the game. But it's so cool playing with him because it's really like playing in the backyard, man.
Right.
Like, of course we, you know, go into the game with a plan and, you know, knowing what we're going to do to the other team, you know, but, he's so good at improvising and, you know, just making plays, at the drop of a hat, you know, unexpected plays. And it's really incredible to be a part of because I'm a player that can adjust in certain situations as well, like just as a receiver. You know, he might break out and get the scrambling at any time, you know, right. what I'm saying? And you got to have that ability to, you know, just improvise along with him and just get open. And, you know, I love that part as well, you know. So right. It's a cool thing.
How is watching film with him? Like watching him in practice, watching him in the game? Because, like, I got to imagine, like, every week you're just like, how in the world is this guy doing what he's doing? Like, how?
It's unreal. It's unreal because really nobody else in the league is doing it like this. You know, it's a couple guys that may be close. Like, maybe the closest guy is Jaden McDaniels right now.
Yeah, Jaden Daniels.
That's probably the closest thing to Lamar right now. But he's in a league of his own, man. Like, he does think, and he's a legit quarterback as well. I don't know why people I know this is what they used to say, yeah. like he's a running back and they make those type of jokes, but he's an elite ball thrower, man. Like
I always try to tell people, when you look at like actually just him and his arm talent, like you'd be hard pressed to find a single person better. Like you could put Mahomes, Allen, we can put him next to those guys.
Yeah,
like when we're really talking arm talent and you just watch where he places the ball, he doesn't even need his feet under him, the different arm angles. Like people don't quite grasp it.
Yeah, and he's so strong as well. Like if you go and shake his hand, like you'll be like, wow. like he's so strong. Like that play he made versus the Bengals, I don't know if you watched that game,
right.
but we played there. And we were in the red zone. He ended up dropping the ball on the snap.
Yeah.
And he was able to stiff arm Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah. Sack leader, by the way.
Man, before throwing the touchdown, like that play right there is just a prime example of how strong he is. Like he was able to stiff arm him while still looking downfield and making the perfect throw to Zay, you know what I'm saying? But stuff like that, like he's just used to doing, you know. And but like I said, he's elite in all aspects.
Yeah. Now for you, how's your health going into this year?
It's good, man. I'm actually, man, I feel like I'm stronger, faster than I ever been. Just really because I got my off season routine down and the way I want to work out. I've, you know, broken that down to. You know, how it needs to be. And so I really don't waste time doing stuff that really doesn't matter. And I feel like that's helped me out a lot. The fastest I ran this off season, they clocked me at 22 miles an hour.
Yeah, like, there we go.
I surprised myself with that. But like I said, man, it's really just all in the work and, not wasting time doing things that, don't really matter. So, like I said, I feel great though, man.
Yeah. Now looking back at your career and how you came into the league, we know like the shoulder injury and everything like that, there's been some issues along the way. Like when you came into the league, it was a quick turnaround. You had your shoulder hurt. You hurt it a little bit more, re-aggravated it in our bowl game. Looking back at it, I'm not saying like regret or anything like that. That's not what I'm trying to get here, but would you have played it a little bit differently? Tried to get that thing really ready to go by the time you got into the league if you could do it all over again?
No, I don't regret a thing, man. Because any time I get the opportunity to play football and really play on a team like we had, I'm gonna take that. You know, that's just the type of player that I am. You know, I wasn't gonna pass up an opportunity playing with my guys, you know, knowing I could be a big contribution to that, you know, so I don't regret a thing, man.
Yeah. So for this camp, July 12th, ages 6 through 17, will be at South Campus, 10:30 to 2:30. Who's going to be in town? Do we have a guest list?
We got a few guys. I'm gonna keep it a surprise though.
Okay.
You know, for that day, I'm gonna keep the anticipation high.
Okay. All right. We'll let that be. But at camp, July 12th, where can they go sign up? Where are the details there?
So it's posted on my page right now. You could, and I'm also going to have the link in my bio on my Instagram as well. So it'll be available there. You could click the link and it'll provide you with all the information there as well. I also just created a foundation, the AM3 Foundation. And, you know, my goal for that is to really help the youth of Memphis in any way that I can. You know, I feel like we're a city that, you know, has a lot of potential within our youth. And, you know, I feel like we have a lot of talents that need to be put on display to the world. You know, I already feel like as a small city, we have such a large influence. You know, from the way that we talk to the way that we do things. So it's only right that, you know, I pour back into the city, you know, more specifically the youth. I'm also going to have donations, like, available to my foundation as well. If anyone wanted to contribute to that, it's all going to a good cause.
And so, is there a site for the foundation?
I'll provide that information as well on my Instagram. I think I already posted on my story, but I think a website is being created or it's already been created that you could just go to, and I'm just going to put that in my bio as well.
All right, good deal. Well, when you come in town in July, you can stop by studio, get another one of these
in? Yeah, man. Yeah, I'll come kick it with you guys.
All right, cool. Sure. That sounds good. But I'll let you roll, bro. Appreciate it.
Man, no problem, man. Good talking to you.
Yes, sir. He is Anthony Miller, Ravens wide receiver, Memphis legend, on X, Anthony Miller _3. That football camp, July 12th, ages 6 through 17 at South Campus. There's going to be a lot of, I would imagine he's keeping the guest list like close to the vest. I'd imagine a lot of former Tigers, some NFL players are going to show up. I may show up if you want to say hi to me, but I'm not important enough alongside these other guys that'll be there. But it's 10:30 to 2:30. We'll have him back in studio in July to sort of iron that out. And the foundation, that's cool, man. Starting up the AM3 Foundation. They have a website out there. You can go donate, give donations there. And I think also at the camp, you'll be able to give some donations. So great to catch up with Ant-Man. It's been a long time. You got a 5-year-old and a 1-year-old. I just had my first kid. I swear it was yesterday.
I swear it was yesterday. I was in, you know, we were all in college, and I was watching y'all play and beating Ole Miss. Like, I was there for all those games, and it does feel like just yesterday. I can't believe that we're this long.
Like, I still feel the sunburns I had after that UCLA game when I didn't wear sunblock. It was hot that day. It was, and didn't they run out of water? Was that the Ole Miss? Was it the Ole Miss or the UCLA game? Somebody can hit me up. I know somebody's out there listening.
Brother, I wasn't drinking water.
Somebody, you were hydrating a different way. Somebody out there, I swear, who was at the Liberty Bowl that day, they ran out of water at one of those games. It was either Ole Miss the year after I left, or it was 2017 UCLA. I think it was 2017 UCLA. That was a good day for water too. Ran out of water, of all the things to run out of.
High quality H2O.
They didn't run out of beer, though.
They did not.
Yeah.
They did not run out
of
beer.
Were you nice and toasted that day or what?
Probably.
Yeah, you're just assuming.
Yeah.
This is an assumption.
If I was at a Memphis Tigers game, which I was at a lot of them during the quote-unquote golden era of Memphis Tigers football, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I was time went on.
But you don't have one in particular where you were the most lit up at?
The Ole Miss one was probably is up there for probably the most. I think the actual Liberty Bowl game that Memphis played in when I was there years ago.
Yeah, my final game where, you probably had to drink some whiskey to keep yourself warm.
One of the sickest I've ever been in my entire life was after that game because I was an idiot and all I wore was an Oxbow pullover, which was fantastic. Their throw by Memphis Tigers
gear. It's not about the pullover itself. It's beautiful.
I forgot a jacket. So it is one of the times I've been the most sick in my entire life was after that game because of the cold that I caught because I did not have it. But yeah, man, I was at all of those games. Yeah. When I first moved back to Memphis, my junior year, I was working a lot of those games.
Yeah.
Like, I was doing video stuff, so I wasn't, you know, time went on for two minutes. Like, it would be every other game, basically, every other home game.
Yeah.
But the Ole Miss one, I was definitely like, don't you dare make me work this game.
Good trash talk back and forth, too.
It was always funny, too, because...
A little bit of liquid courage
and some beer. I had a badge for those games.
Yeah.
And just I just had a University of Memphis media badge because I worked for the athletic department. So there were a few times where I was like on the field, barely there. Like I was just like, I kind of wanted to just go see what it feels like on the field right now, or like some celebrity would
so
be
wait,
there.
So you weren't working. You just went down on the field.
Yeah, I just wanted the power of a badge. The power of a badge, dude. Yeah.
I just bet, standing on the field with nothing behind those eyes.
There has to be some footage of me just like standing up, like, just on the field.
Wobbling.
Not wobbling. I always kept it together.
Okay.
I was,
good.
You know, I always keep it together. But no, there's definitely a few where I bet you could probably see me on the field and I'm just, you know, I had a few.
Yeah, I got you. Now, it's the return of Robert Irwin Jewelers Summer of 1,000 Engagements event. It's bigger than ever. Get over there, and they're going to have the 1,000-carat diamond giveaway if you spend $999 or more. You get free diamond jewelry with that purchase of $999 or more. A couple of examples of that, 1.2-carat diamond engagement ring for $1,499. If you buy that, you can get a free diamond tennis bracelet while supplies last. Also, 3.5-carat ring with 3-carat above love star center diamond. It's got unmatched sparkle and performance. $39.99. If you buy that, you can get a pair of free diamond stud earrings. And as always, if you don't want to buy something that's pre-made, you can go make a one-of-a-kind engagement ring come to life. You can bring in a sketch, a Pinterest board. It could be a picture. It doesn't matter. It's easy, and it's completely risk-free at Robert Irwin Jewelers because they have what's called the Meant to Be Guarantee. The Meant to Be Guarantee, 365 days. You have to return whatever ring you buy. Hopefully you don't have to return. Hopefully it's beautiful, it fits right, it's exactly what she wants.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
But if it doesn't work out, you bring it back for a full refund in 365 days. Not a lot of people offer that. They have a large collection and selection of natural and lab-grown diamonds, including GIA-certified natural diamonds at the lowest prices in the Mid-South. You can save up to 40% off engagement rings, anniversary bands, wedding bands, and wedding sets at the Summer of 1000 engagement sale going on right now at Robert Irwin Jewelers. And you can shop early because they're going to have the 1,000-carat giveaway, free diamond jewelry with your purchase of $999 or more while supplies last. Propose now and pay later with lots of financing options like 12 months 0% interest or take up to 60 months to pay at a low APR. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices. Robert Irwin Jewelers. Visit any one of their 5 locations, 3 locally, or shop online at rijewelers.com. Hour number 2 on this lovely Friday, and David Cobb's going to lead us off. He's next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.